In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. The Colorado Energy Office has awarded $30 million to help local and tribal governments meet climate goals. It's called the Local Impact Accelerator Grant. The money will fund energy-efficient buildings, promote clean energy developments such as geothermal and improved transit and electric vehicle adoption. It'll also fund waste diversion programs such as in the city of Lakewood and the town of Silverton and help the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe electrify their buses. Colorado State University opening the largest and most comprehensive veterinary hospital facility in the Intermountain West. The $230 million veterinary hospital and education complex will provide veterinary education, clinical training, animal care, and research. Here's Melinda Fry, Associate Dean for Veterinary Academic and Student Affairs.
This new veterinary hospital and education complex enables us to bring those first and second year students over onto the clinical campus, which is really exciting for them to be that much closer to where the action is.
Currently, CSU treats 42,000 animal patients a year and performs 500,000 diagnostic tests. The new hospital has 24 new exam rooms, allowing for expanded care. University, State of Colorado, and private funds paid for the complex. If you used a GS Labs testing site during the COVID-19 pandemic, you could be eligible for a settlement. State Attorney General's office says the company made false promises about short wait times and out-of-pocket costs. GS Labs will pay more than $3 million in restitution. Eligibility information is on the company's website. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters.